Motorola Edge and Edge Plus, a cheat sheet by Brandon Vigula-Rolo in the Tech Republic newsletter on April 30th. Motorola's new Android flagship devices pack massive batteries and incredible smartphone camera resolution. Here's what you need to know about the Motorola Edge and Edge Plus. Motorola has broken its trend of manufacturing budget devices by announcing the new Motorola Edge and Motorola Edge Plus, a pair of flagship phones designed to interest users who are looking for high-end, high-performance mobile devices. And make no mistake, the hardware in these Motorola smartphones is leading edge. Both mobile devices have huge batteries, support 5G and Wi-Fi 6, and the Edge Plus even has a 108-megapixel main camera that Motorola said is the highest resolution ever included in a smartphone. Motorola hasn't been a major player in the high-end smartphone world for quite some time, instead settling on mid-level devices and the occasional gimmick. Motorola has work to do to excite users who are more accustomed to shopping for Apple, Samsung, and Google devices. But the hardware in the Edge and Edge Plus may be tempting for some buyers. This cheat sheet includes the details you need to know about the Motorola Edge and Edge Plus. We will update this article when new information is available about these Android devices. What are the Motorola Edge and Edge Plus? The Edge and Edge Plus are Motorola's new entries into the flagship smartphone market. The Edge Plus is the standout in the line, offering a state-of-the-art Qualcomm Snapdragon 865 chipset, 108-megapixel main camera, 5G, and Wi-Fi 6. In terms of design, both the Edge and Edge Plus have screens that wrap around the side of the device, similar to Samsung's Edge devices, complete with Edge gestures and app-dependent screen edge controls. The Edge and Edge Plus devices have in-screen fingerprint readers and have a tall and skinny 21:9 aspect ratio, which Motorola said is easier to hold and use, as well as being better for watching videos. The Edge Plus will be available in two colors, Thunder Gray, a blue-gray hybrid, and Smoky Sangria, a pink-purple tone. The standard Edge also comes in two colors, an iridescent solar black and midnight magenta, also with an iridescent sheen. What are the specs of the Motorola Edge and Edge Plus? Motorola Edge Plus. Display, 6.7-inch FHD Plus OLED. Endless Edge, 90 Hz refresh rate, HDR 10 Plus certified. Dimensions, 6.34 inches by 2.81 inches by 0.37 inches. 161.1 millimeter by 71.4 millimeters by 9.6 millimeters. Processor, Qualcomm Snapdragon 865, Adreno 650 GPU. Memory, 12 gigabytes of RAM. Storage, 256 gigabytes. Rear cameras, 108 megapixel f1.8 main camera with optical image stabilization, 16 megapixel f2.2 ultra-wide and macro lens with 117-degree wide-angle view, 8 megapixel f2.4 telephoto lens with 3x optical zoom and optical image stabilization. Front camera, 25 megapixel f2.0. Video, up to 6K UHD 30 frames per second. Connectivity, 5G, Wi-Fi 6, Bluetooth 5.1. Waterproofing, water-repellent design, no IP rating. Battery, 5,000 milliamp hours. Charging, 18 watts wired, 15 watts wireless, 5 watt wireless power sharing. OS, Android 10. Other notes, 3.5 millimeter headphone jack, USB-C dual stereo speakers, 3 microphones. Motorola Edge. Display, 6.7-inch FHD Plus OLED. Endless Edge, 90 Hz refresh rate. Dimensions, 6.36 inches by 2.79 inches by 0.36 inches. 161.64 millimeters by 71.1 millimeters by 9.29 millimeters. Processor, Qualcomm Snapdragon 765, Adreno 650 GPU. Memory, 4 gigabytes of RAM in North America, 6 gigabytes in the rest of the world. Storage, 108 gigabytes, support for up to 1 terabyte micro SD card. Rear cameras, 64 megapixel f1.8 main camera, 16 megapixel f2.2 ultra wide and macro lens with 117 degree wide angle view, 8 megapixel f2.4 telephoto lens with 2x optical zoom. Front camera, 25 megapixels f2.0. Video, UHD at 30 frames per second. Connectivity, 5G, Bluetooth 5.1, Wi-Fi, no Wi-Fi 6 support. Waterproofing, IP54 rated. Battery, 4,500 milliamp hours. Charging, 18 watts wired, no wireless. OS, Android 10. Other notes, 3.5 millimeter headphone jack, USB-C dual stereo speakers, 2 microphones, hybrid dual SIM slot, 1 nano SIM slot is for storage expansion if desired. Larry Dignan of Tech Republic's sister site ZDNet gave an excellent roundup of the differences between the two devices in his Roundup of the Edge and Edge Plus launch news. Edge Plus has a display that is HDR10 Plus with Edge at HDR10. Both have 6.7-inch endless Edge displays with 90 Hz refresh. Edge Plus has a 108-megapixel triple camera system with telephoto, ultra-wide, and macro vision. Edge has a 64-megapixel triple camera system. Edge Plus is a 5 GHz millimeter wave and sub-6 GHz capable. Edge is 5G sub-6 GHz capable. Edge Plus has a Snapdragon 865 processor with 12 GB Micron DDR memory and 256 gigabytes of storage. Edge has a Snapdragon 765 with 4 gigabytes and 128 gigabytes. Edge Plus has a single SIM, but Edge has a hybrid dual SIM and ability for a micro SD card. Edge Plus has a 5,000 milliamp battery with 18 watts turbo power and 15 watt wireless charging. Edge has a 4,500 milliamp hour battery with turbo power charging. Should I buy the Motorola Edge or Edge Plus? There's a certain niche the Motorola Edge and Edge Plus seem to be designed to fill. Two use cases come to mind. Creative professionals who want a high-performance camera, and those working in the field who are frequently away from a charger. The Edge Plus has a main camera, able to capture 108 megapixels in 6K UHD video that Motorola says gets as close to professional DSLR photo and video quality as possible. Motorola also said that the sensor in the Edge Plus's camera is nearly 3x larger than previous generations of devices and also has 4x the light sensitivity of other camera sensors. With that kind of photography hardware in the Edge Plus, coupled with a 5,000 milliamp hour battery, the Motorola claims is capable of lasting 2 full days of use, it could be the creative camera photographers and videographers have been waiting for. For users who work in the field, the Edge and Edge Plus have the potential to suit their needs, in particular, the Edge Plus because of its advertised battery life. The Edge isn't a slouch on the battery front either. With a 4,500 milliamp hour battery, only 500 milliamp hours less than the Edge Plus. The one reason why Motorola's new phones, particularly the Edge Plus, may not be suited for life in the field is the device's less than impressive IP ratings. The Edge is only rated IP54, and the Edge Plus is, in Motorola words, water repellent, but doesn't have an IP rating listed. That doesn't spell good things for the hardiness of either device, particularly the Edge Plus. In an age in which IP68 ratings on mobile devices are commonplace, not mentioning a rating at all spells bad things for a device's longevity. Motorola does say that the Edge Plus's water splash and dust resistance were tested to IP68 standards under controlled laboratory conditions, but doesn't say what the outcomes were. Leaving off the rating entirely means that workers heading out of the office and away from a charger shouldn't plan to take the Edge or Edge Plus into an outdoor environment. Stick to vehicle travel and airports only. I've reached out to Motorola for more information. When I hear back, I will update this article. How does the Motorola Edge and Edge Plus compare to the Samsung Galaxy S20 and Google's Pixel devices? Tech Republic's sister site CNET hit the nail on the head as far as competition for the Edge and Edge Plus. The $1,000 Motorola Edge Plus has the same price as the Samsung Galaxy S20, the same size screen as the Galaxy S20 Plus, and the same 5,000 mAh battery and 108 megapixel camera as the Galaxy S20 Ultra. The form factor, features, and price all scream Samsung. And with good reason. Samsung offers some of the most popular and well-known Android devices on the market. And while other Android device manufacturers that try to compete with Samsung on U.S. soil may have an uphill battle to get name recognition and legitimacy, Motorola and its devices have been a familiar name for us consumers. Motorola is also making a smart move by advertising the Android built on Edge and Edge Plus as near-stock Android 10. Android skins have long been a sticking point for users, with many turning to independently developed ones in place of pre-installed launchers like Samsung TouchWiz. By giving Edge and Edge Plus users the default Android experience, Motorola is also taking on Google's Pixel devices, which ship with as close to a stock Android experience as possible and have received great ratings at CNET and other sites. Don't be surprised if Motorola makes some headway in an already crowded market. It has a name recognition to do so, and the hardware in the Edge and Edge Plus have serious potential. When will the Motorola Edge and Edge Plus be available, and how much will the devices cost? In the U.S., the Edge Plus will be a Verizon exclusive and will be available starting on May 14, 2020 for $999. International audiences can expect the Edge Plus to become available soon. In May 2020, the device will be released in Canada, various countries across Europe, the UAE, and Saudi Arabia. Motorola said India and select Latin American markets will be revealed in the coming months. The Motorola Edge will be released in Italy in May 2020 for €699 and will extend to other European countries in the weeks after. Pricing in other countries isn't known. Latin America and Asian Pacific countries can expect it in the following months. U.S. customers will be able to buy the Edge at some point this summer, but Motorola hasn't revealed pricing or an exact release date.